This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
4 o'clock hour of the Hockman, Crowder, and Solana show. Welcome back to Lone Depot Park, where we're broadcasting live the site of the 2026 Winter Classic, as the Florida Panthers will take on the New York Rangers. Doug Plagans is going to join us coming up later this hour. Josh Appel was with me for the first 2 hours. He stepped away. He's going to be on the national broadcast tonight, so he's taking care of some things. Hock and Crowder, they're off today. They'll be back on Monday. This has kind of been a bit of a hybrid week for us. We decided to work yesterday, even though we were off, to celebrate the Miami Hurricanes' victory, and I thought we put together a hell of a show. Gino Toretta came on to recap the victory. We talked with Zach Gelb, our friend from up north, as well. And then John Michaels came on and kind of wrapped things up appropriately by just putting it all into perspective, the type of season that the Miami Hurricanes had had. And it was all capped off by that thrilling victory on New Year's Eve to take down Ohio State. And then we had that 1 hour show, rather, on New Year's Eve leading into the pregame. It was kind of like a pregame show. And Hock and Crowder off today. They'll be back on Monday. We talked about the Hurricanes and what we now know will be their matchup against Ole Miss. And that thrilling victory yesterday. We'll get back into some college football. We've got to get to 15 minutes of heat as well. Just reading in the Sun Sentinel an article by Chris Perkins. He posted it yesterday in the morning. And, you know, I just thought, you know, the write-up was phenomenal. Most of you have probably seen already that Mike McDaniel has been carrying around a bat in the Miami Gardens practice facility. And Chris Perkins, the article is titled, "Dolphins Coach Mike McDaniel is Batman." Literally. And this is what he writes. "Sometimes Dolphins Coach Mike McDaniel walks around the team facility carrying a wooden baseball bat in menacing fashion. Occasionally, McDaniel will take the bat to a team meeting. The bat has meaning. Quote, I think it's a reminder to be violently present in everything you do," fullback Alec Ingold said. "I think it's a reminder to lock in on the moment. That's kind of his tool that he's been using this year." And then Perk adds,
"Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, DSW. birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
McDaniel, who's thought to be fighting for his job, might be doing his best coaching this season. The baseball bat is symbolic of McDaniel's ability to breathe life into his message to his players. It's an example of transforming an idea into a tangible instrument. Apparently, it's working. Granted, the Dolphins are 7-9, assured of their second consecutive losing season, but they've won 6 of their last 9 games. The way left tackle Patrick Paul recalls things, the bat appeared out of nowhere around midseason, around the time the Dolphins went from 1-6 to 2-7, and then 3-7, 4-7, and so on. The baseball bat gets the job done on a few levels. Now, I don't think the baseball bat is going to save Mike McDaniel's job. I still have no idea what Stephen Ross is thinking in terms of Mike McDaniel. There's been several different reports over the past couple of weeks, and now those reports have somewhat subsided. Nobody's willing to say one way or another for sure whether Mike McDaniel's going to be back next season. And for good reason, by the way. We find out that Stephen Ross is, making a call to several different people around the league. And Troy Aikman is the one we found out about yesterday to help him find the next general manager. And whether or not that's Chem Kelly in the building, I mean, we'll have to wait and see. But I think, you know, it's a pretty good look into the idea that Ross probably hasn't made up his mind just yet. And we've talked about how many different avenues he could go in terms of this rebuild, right? Stephen Ross could tear things down completely. And we pretty much have a good idea that Tua Tagovailoa, they're going to do everything they can to get out of that contract. He already fired Chris Greer, and now he has the ability to kind of throw down that third pillar, move on from Mike McDaniel, clean slate, and move forward with the next era, the next direction that he wants to take this franchise, the next era of Miami Dolphins football. But you could also see the idea of keeping Mike McDaniel next season. That's obviously been talked about a ton, and Josh Appel's leaving us. I'll talk to you later, Appel. Appreciate you. Have a good call tonight, buddy. Appreciate you hanging around for a couple hours. You could also see, you know, this kind of playing out in several different directions, where Chem Kelly remains the general manager, and he's given the opportunity to kind of right this ship. And Mike McDaniel ends up hanging around with Chem Kelly for one more season, and the Dolphins try to do this the right way. Or Chem Kelly decides, hey, we're moving on from Mike McDaniel as well. I want my opportunity to go hire my own head coach. So, you know, pretty interesting, man. There's going to be a lot to be decided upon after the Dolphins play the Patriots coming up this Sunday. And it's going to be wildly interesting to see how long it takes Stephen Ross to make a decision, how much influence a guy like Troy Aikman will ultimately have on Stephen Ross in terms of who the Dolphins end up hiring, whether it's an outside hire, whether they stick around and keep Chem Kelly in the building. A lot of decisions that have to be made, but I go back to what Appel and I were discussing earlier, and something Barry Jackson of the Miami Herald had written in the Herald a couple days ago, which is, take your time, Stephen Ross. Don't make a decision the day after the Dolphins play the Patriots on Sunday. Take your time, make the right decision, evaluate all of your options, and make the right one. Because, man, he's getting up there in age. There may not be many more opportunities to try to put the Dolphins in a position to finally win a damn playoff game. Been 25 years now, officially. We talked about that earlier in the week. 25 years, looking like it's going to end up being 26 years as well. But you see a lot of examples around the NFL. Quick turnarounds, whether it's 1 year, whether it's 2 years. Doesn't take three, four, five seasons anymore where you need multiple draft classes to end up turning a franchise around. It could be as simple as one correct draft pick, as evidenced by the New England Patriots and, you know, hiring the right head coach as well. That's always a big and important part of the entire equation. As I mentioned, Doug Plagans is going to join us. And if you're just joining us right now, the scenes here at Lone Depot Park are absolutely unbelievable. I mean, the ice looks magical, and the setup in itself is just really cool. You've got the beach vibe going. They've got the sun umbrellas out. They've got the beach chairs out. There's a big stage about, I'd like to say, like 20, 30 yards just away from the actual ice here, where there's going to be musical guests performing. And if you are headed out to Lone Depot Park, I'd like to know, I don't know if, Jimmy, you had seen anything, but I'd like to know what the resale value of tickets are going for right now. I'll try to look at that during the commercial break, because I imagine there's still tickets available in the resale market. I know this has been sold out for quite some time. You know, I was kind of wondering as I was headed here, how is this going to look if you're sitting out in dead center field, if you're sitting in that very upper deck behind home plate here at Lone Depot Park, which never gets full for Marlins games, never really see people up there. How's that going to look? Are you going to be able to see the ice? Is this stadium a little bit too big for you to have a really good view of the actual action on the ice? And I'll tell you what, man, I mean, we have a pretty immaculate view where we're sitting right now up in our radio booth of the ice. We're pretty much dead center, but we're pretty high up here. The press boxes at Lone Depot Park are pretty much just below that last upper deck behind the home plate, and you could see the ice perfectly. And I'd venture to say, if you're sitting out in center field, like dead center field at Lone Depot Park, for those of you who have been here, just below that monster jumbotron where you've got like the UHealth and PNC Bank signs, you're going to have a perfect view. Elevated off the ice, off the ground, you're going to have a perfect view of the ice. You're sitting out near that Budweiser bar, left field, where people was just like kind of hang around on the concourse with the view of the skyline behind you. Like, it's going to be a really cool vibe in here. And once they decide to open up this roof, we were talking about it with George Richards a few minutes ago, it is going to be awesome. Once everybody's in this building, it just feels like there's going to be a really cool energy here tonight. And it's what's expected, right? This is one of those games that, who knows? If it's a huge success, maybe it'll be back here in the next couple years. But took a long time for the NHL to finally decide, yeah, we're taking this thing down to sunny South Florida. And the weather's cooperated, and it seems like everything else is cooperating perfectly as well. Before we move forward into a quick look at the headlines, I'll give you 15 minutes of heat after a big victory yesterday by the Miami Heat. They go into Detroit, and they get the job done. 15 minutes of heat brought to you by the Lexus December to Remember sales event. Get offers on select models now through January 5th, so you have a couple more days. Learn more at Lexus.com. And how about the Miami Heat yesterday, man? They had 1-3 straight. And here's the way I was kind of looking at it. In terms of that victory over part of the three-game win streak, that victory over the Denver Nuggets. So it was fun against the Indiana Pacers and against the Atlanta Hawks. Don't get me wrong, right? I mean, you're able to put up 126 against the Hawks. You end that three-game losing skid. The Heat had lost 8 of their last 9 prior to that game, and you're able to end it, put up 126 points, needed, end that streak, get back to the offense looking like it's in a rhythm. But that's Atlanta, right? Like, they give up a lot of points. It is what it is. Following night, put up 142 against the Indiana Pacers at home. Great to see the offense flourish. Great to get back to above 140 or more. It was the sixth time all season that he'd had done that. But the reality is the Indiana Pacers, the worst rated defense in the league. So, again, I mean, you're not really sure if you should buy into the Heat, quote-unquote, offense being back just yet. So you want to see it against a quality opponent, against a top team. Your final chance in 2025 to do that was against the Denver Nuggets. You had 1-2 straight. They're in town. You never beat the Denver Nuggets, and it was a real test. And don't get me wrong, 63 points in the first half against the Joker and the Nuggets was impressive. The Heat played very well, tie game 63-63. But when Nikola Jokic goes down at the very end of that second quarter and the Heat end up with 147 points, you're just still not 100% sure. Hey, are they seriously back? Is the offense back to firing on all cylinders? Is this the team that had really captivated the league over the first month and a half of the season? Or are you just beating up on lesser teams, teams that you're supposed to beat up on? So I thought yesterday was that test. Yesterday against the Pistons. The Pistons, who had been out on the West Coast for five straight, coming off a huge win against the Lakers on national TV. They're the best team in the Eastern Conference record-wise. They have the second-best defensive rating in the NBA behind only the Oklahoma City Thunder. They have the best defensive rating in the Eastern Conference. That was the test. On the road, both teams well-rested, not having played in over 3 days. And against the best defense in the East, the Heat, 80 points midway through the third quarter, double-digit lead well into the fourth. And it got dicey yesterday, but an impressive victory for the Miami Heat. And I think that's what you needed to see. And look, Norman Powell was outstanding yesterday, 36 points. He had Duncan Robinson in hell at times yesterday, our old friend Dunks. And I thought Bam and Khalil Ware, in terms of being able to just rebound the basketball against a really good front court yesterday, that was huge. You needed that. But Jaime Jaquez Jr. coming up with that big bucket at the end of the game, and then Davion Mitchell, who's just an absolute dog, coming up with the biggest steal of the game to seal it, was huge. The bottom line is the Heat, once again, forcing turnovers, getting out in transition. They forced 20 turnovers on the Detroit Pistons. And by the way, they forced 7 on Cade Cunningham, which, according to Heat.com, Cunningham now has 36 turnovers over his last 6 games against the Miami Heat, an average of 6 per. So the Heat kind of have him in you know, a bit of a hell every time they play against him. That dude's really good, though, man. Really good. Third time in 4 games, you score 20 points off of turnovers that you force. This Heat team is another team, a completely different team, when they're able to force turnovers, get out on the break, and that jumpstarts their offense. That's when their offense starts to look like one of the best offenses in the league. And when teams are able to slow them down and the Heat aren't able to force turnovers and they've got to execute a lot more in the half court, well, that leads you to stretches like you saw when you had lost 9 of 11 or 8 of 9. And it just wasn't looking the same. The offense had slowed down. You were only averaging 107 points per game during that stretch. So a big time win yesterday by the Miami Heat. That's your 15 minutes of Heat. The Heat, by the way, as we transition here into headlines, they're going to have the Minnesota Timberwolves at home tomorrow, the New Orleans Pelicans at home on Sunday. They got a tough schedule coming up. They still play 9 more road games in the month of January. They play the Oklahoma City Thunder twice in a span of like 5 days. They play Minnesota on Saturday at home, and then play them next week on the road. So play them 2 times in the span of 4 nights. They have a lot of tough games coming up. They play at Golden State. They've got that killer, what we used to call the circus road trip, 5 straight out on the West Coast, coming up towards the back end of January as well. But good to see the Miami Heat starting off 2026 undefeated, 1-0 in the new year. But more importantly, playing the style of basketball that, A, yeah, it was fun. I mean, it was just a lot of fun to watch them play that way. but B, executing on the offensive end to get back to being one of the more fun teams to watch. Let's get to our headlines here. I'll start with the college football playoffs, because I know that's what everybody was locked into yesterday. Oregon just blew out Texas Tech at the Orange Bowl. I saw it was a pretty good crowd yesterday at the Orange Bowl. Weather was perfect. And Oregon looking like they're going to be a really tough test for Indiana. But Indiana was probably the more impressive team out of anybody else that played in the quarterfinals. I mean, to take it to Alabama, the broadcasters in that game, I mean, they're talking about Alabama like if they had just quit. No fight is what you were hearing throughout that entire broadcast on ESPN. Indiana just embarrassed them in the Rose Bowl. And then Ole Miss versus Georgia, instant classic, whatever you want to call it. I mean, one of the more memorable college football games of at least the last decade, maybe ever. The way it ended, Trinidad Chambliss, like, just good luck, Hurricanes. You got to be watching that game if you're a Hurricanes fan yesterday, saying Reuben Bain and Akeem Mezidor are going to have to ball to keep that dude in the pocket, because you saw it yesterday. You run 30 yards backwards into the end zone, avoid tackles, stiff arming edge rushers, defensive linemen, and then throwing darts down the field, 35-plus yards, and just making bleep happen. It's going to be a good game. The Hurricanes, by the way, they are favorites. The Fiesta Bowl is going to be on Thursday. It's going to be at 7:30 p.m. They are favorites in that game. The line's been a little shaky. I think it opened up at the Hurricanes with a three-point favorite. I'll double-check it right now for everybody. But I believe the Hurricanes, the last I checked earlier today, 3.5. And, yeah, they're still 3.5-point favorites right now. Again, 7:30 p.m. And, obviously, all the coverage will be live right here on WQAM. Our friend Vic Bermudez will executive produce that broadcast. My guess is it'll begin at 3 p.m. once again, which means another abbreviated show for Hawk Crowder and myself next Thursday. The Heat and Panthers play that day, by the way, so a busy day in South Florida sports. But that's the schedule. And then Indiana is going to play Oregon Friday at 7:30. That line, I'd seen it, Indiana -4. It's down to 3.5. Indiana versus Oregon, 3.5 right now. So that's your college football playoff schedule. The Miami Dolphins are going to play Sunday versus the New England Patriots at 4:25. Don't forget, Game Day Uncensored will be live starting at noon. You got the Heat game after that, but Game Day Uncensored is going to start at noon. We'll carry you right into kickoff. I'll double-check that line. A lot of action coming in on the Patriots, and rightfully so, by the way. You've got a Patriots team still in the thick of it for the one seed, and Drake May trying to lock up that MVP trophy as well. Patriots 11-point favorites at home against the Miami Dolphins. You want the Dolphins on the money line. You think there's a puncher's chance that they can pull off the massive upset and the season 8-9. And on, you know, pretty good run, two straight wins to end the season, can get them at +475 on Sunday. Just looking at the Dolphins injury report, I believe it was just released. We had gotten word of a couple injury designations prior to the official injury report coming out. Mike McDaniel spoke earlier today, answered a lot of questions about the Dolphins' newest addition and Cam Miller, the quarterback they poached off of the Las Vegas Raiders practice squad, but see if I can find the actual injury report here. But either way, Devon Achane is going to end up being questionable. We know Jalen Waddle is going to be questionable for this game as well. Minkah Fitzpatrick is going to miss his third consecutive game with a calf injury. Chop Robinson, according to McDaniel, is progressing through concussion protocol, but they just weren't 100% sure if he would end up playing on Sunday. And Darren Waller placed on injured reserve. Jordan Brooks, by the way, we all want to see him out there one more time in a Dolphins jersey at least. Hopefully that dude's back next year. He's going to try to give it a go and see how he feels as he's dealing with the hamstring injury. So those are our headlines. And your weather brought to you by Chillzone AC, featuring reliable Root AC systems. Visit chillzoneac.com. Gorgeous inside Lone Depot Park. and absolutely gorgeous outside. Again, they're going to open up the roof here, and it is going to be a gorgeous night for some hockey outdoors in South Florida. We're at the site of the Winter Classic here at Lone Depot Park. Doug Plagans will be on the call tonight. Panthers versus Rangers. He's going to join us in the next segment. More Hockman, Crowder, and Solana coming up next from Lone Depot Park.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
The Florida Panthers are back-to-back Stanley Cup champions.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW's semi-annual sale is back. Take 50% off all clearance shoes in stores for a limited time. Literally every single clearance item at your designer shoe warehouse store is on sale right now. Sneakers, boots, dress shoes, if they're on the clearance racks, they're 50% off. So what are you waiting for? Don't sleep on these savings. Get to DSW ASAP. It's all or nothing, people. Shop the DSW semi-annual sale today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
This show has flown by, and we're only about an hour and a half, a little less than that, from the completion of today's show live at Lone Depot Park. I don't want it to be over because this has been so cool today, getting to see the site of the Winter Classic, the rink tonight, and sitting next to me now to my left as we're overlooking this beautiful arena, rink, and I guess baseball stadium still technically, is Doug Plagans, the radio voice of the Florida Panthers. Doug, I want to start here. You look at this, and is it hard to believe where you're at right now? I mean, a Winter Classic in Miami, and the Florida Panthers are a part of it.
It really is awesome, and I know it's something that a lot of folks have probably mentioned in relation to this game, but it really is, first and foremost, a celebration of not only the league, the sport, but also of the buzz and growth around the sport here in our region. Because you have the Panthers playing an outdoor game, hosting an outdoor game here today. You've got the Tampa Bay Lightning doing it in about a month. You have a team from the state of Florida playing in the Stanley Cup Final each of the last 6 years.
That's crazy.
You look around the and you know, you go into places, you see so much more of the gear and people just having casual conversation about last night's Panthers game, whatever the situation might be. You can just feel the buzz, the difference, the growth around the sport. And this really is, first and foremost, just a celebration of all of that. And to see it materialize – I was telling people outside of the Fan Fest, I had a chance to go out to the Fan Fest. I was talking to a lot of people. And if you have any, I guess, imagination of what it looks like in here, you knew it was going to look awesome. But take whatever you thought it was going to look like and amplify it, and that's what it looks like in here.
I was looking at pictures over the past couple of days. I didn't get a chance to come down here for some of the cool media stuff that was happening earlier. When I walked in here, I'm like, man, this is a vibe. You know what I mean? Like, you felt that energy. Somebody texts into our show here, Solana, getting dressed for the Classic now, how cold is it in the building?
It's comfortable.
Top open, is it outside ambient temp or colder? Help, please. It's nice in here. It's not too cold. A little warmer, I'd say, than at Amerant Bank for a traditional game. We're always freezing our asses off up in the cold.
And maybe it cools off a little bit later because I know temperatures are going to be into the 50s.
Right. The roof's going to open up. It's going to feel like you're watching a hockey game.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's gonna be awesome. And it is comfortable in here right now, I can tell you. I brought some layers but haven't needed them, just in case.
Me too. I'm always prepared with the jacket. Doug, we were talking earlier off the air about prices on the resale market and people trying to get in last minute, what that's going to look like. And one of our producers at WQAM, Chico, he sent me what it is right now on SeatGeek.
Curious.
$570 is the cheapest ticket to get
for
in.
For a get-in. Just
a
to get in.
Just to get in, to sit what ultimately will be a pretty good seat.
And to be in the same building as Alejandro Salon.
That's right, yeah. I mean, are you like $570 for a regular season game at a baseball stadium for the Florida Panthers? Like, this is in high demand. I know the tickets sold out the second that they hit the market, but you never know how that's going to work, right? Like, people are trying to resell them. You never know how it's going to work. This is like an event. It's a scene to be at this game tonight.
Well, I think like anything, first of all, you have the buzz. You have, obviously, the local team, the Panthers, who have continued to be a story, have been a story for the last handful of years and a contender, and they've won back-to-back Stanley Cups, and everybody wants to be a part of that. But then you have the Broadway Blue Shirts on the other side. And I know they've had a disappointing season by their standards so far. They still would like to battle and obviously get into a playoff spot. Could take some work, but the Eastern Conference, all you have to do is get hot. You can find yourself right back into the mix. But they have a dedicated fan base and a diehard fan base going back a century. So you've got two fan bases that are loving this, that all want to be a part of it. And then obviously you have the other side of this. I think as it's gotten closer, I think your casual sports fans, I think not even just in our region, I think you have your casual sports fans from all over the place who've taken note of how exciting this event's going to be and that it's in Miami and it's pretty cold everywhere else right now, but it's very comfortable right here around this ballpark and in this region. I think what you have is an event that everybody out there wants to be a part of, and as it's gotten closer, you've seen more and more people say, how do I get in that building?
I want to talk a little bit about the Florida Panthers and how they've been playing because, you know, Pell and I were joking earlier. The last time I spoke with you in person, we were at that Panthers-Toronto game. This is about maybe a month back, a little less than a month back, early December. And I was asking you questions like, hey, at what point do the Panthers kind of got to just say, hey, it's not going to happen this year, and here we are all of a sudden, and they're very much in the thick of it in terms of a playoff race.
But everybody in the East is in the thick of it.
Before we do that, though, we were talking off the air right before you came on about how you love broadcasting, you love the art of broadcasting. Is this up there for you in terms of opportunities, games you get to call? I mean, you called a game 7 at the Amerant Bank Arena in the Stanley Cup final. I know I heard the emotion in Billy Lindsay's voice, like the video camera that you guys put up, the video, like you saw the emotion there, what that meant. And then you got another one the next year. So you've called, in terms of the sport, like the best possible game. But is this up there for you to call Winter Classic in South Florida with the Panthers?
It's right up there with anything because of the sheer uniqueness of the event. Not every team has hosted one of these. They've been going since 2007, so not every team has hosted one. There are people who've worked. It's right there with a you know, with a Stanley Cup final type of scenario, and I know the Stanley Cup's the Stanley Cup, and you know, that's the award everybody wants to win, and as a broadcaster, you don't get into it for personal glory and to win things, but you want to be as close to those kind of things as possible. So, yeah, I get all that, but this, the sheer uniqueness of it, these don't happen every day. And not everybody gets a chance to be involved with this. And there are people who work decades upon decades in this business that don't get a chance to be involved in something like this. So it's special, and it's something that I think all of us around this region and around this great Panthers team that's given us so many great memories lately, that we all have the opportunity to share, regardless of how you're consuming this. If you're going to be in the building, if you weren't able to get a ticket, but you just came down to the Fan Fest to check it out, if you're going to be, you know, watching, listening at home, however you're going to be taking this one in, this is something that we can all rally around, that we can all, you know, feel a part of, and that we can all share. It is special, no doubt about it. And just as somebody who's obviously work for the Florida Panthers, emotional investment in the Panthers runs deeper than you know, any fan experience that I ever had prior. But you look at this, if I take it back, the 35,000 foot view, just me as a hockey nerd, you put it right up there with
right.
You know, it's never been lost on me that there have only been 18 game sevens in the history of the Stanley Cup final, right. And we got to broadcast one of those a couple of years ago, right. And fortunately got to see our team come out on the good end of it, and now here we are. Winter Classics, you get one a year. There's one Winter Classic in the league every year, and the one this year is right here.
Doug, I mean, there's play-by-play broadcasters around the NHL, I'm sure, but just in sport, that never get to see their team in a Stanley Cup final, never get to see their team in an NBA final, what have you. I mean, shoot, the Miami Dolphins haven't won a playoff game in 25 years. You called three straight Stanley Cup finals. That's crazy.
Oh, it's well, like I said, I don't crazy, want. Man. I know we're you know, it's we're very fortunate to be around this team and be in this type of situation. But
crazy.
I want everybody to, as a you know, the not just me, the broadcaster, but me, the little kid that was reading hockey books and was a nerd about the history of this league and about the sport and everything that went along with it. It's never been lost on me for a second, yeah, that we've been able to be around so many historic and unique events in recent years because of the success of this team, because of the commitment from the ownership, because of the growth of the sport in our region. And this is, we remind people about it all the time on our team podcast. We talk about it a lot, but I hope everybody out there realizes that this is the golden age,
yep,
of Panthers hockey right now. We are right in the middle of the golden era of Panthers hockey. There had been some great players, there had been some good teams in the past, but this is the golden age of Panthers hockey. It's not ending anytime soon, but I want everybody to understand exactly what we have here.
Appreciate it. I remember, yep, you know, the big three heat run. In the middle of it, people were saying, appreciate this, you'll never get this again. And then even after that, where the Heat within a couple of years are back in the NBA Finals, it just never felt the way it felt with that team. This has that aura around it. Speaking of the team, Plagans, I mean, I'm trying to ask you questions a month ago about when does Zito just say, hey, it's just not going to happen this year. And no fault to in terms of roster construction or whatever. I mean, it's still the best roster, in my opinion, in the league, or one of them, but injuries. Sasha Barkov, Matthew Tkachuk, and here we are. Those guys still haven't played, even though Barkey's an animal and he's back on the ice skating already. I know Tkachuk probably wouldn't to play tonight, but he won't, but he's on the cusp of being back, and the Panthers are, like you said, everybody's in the thick of it, but they're right there,
yeah,
outside of a wild card spot, and we could very much see them, when they start getting bodies back, including Tkachuk, atop the division in the wild card. What changed between that rough patch and now the Panthers in a much better spot?
Talked about this with a few people lately, and it's hard to pinpoint one thing, but I think first, if you're just looking at it from the perspective of how tightly packed the division is, this is what everybody needs to, just looking at it from the big picture, this is the part that you can't lose track of. Right now, yeah, sure, if we're getting right down to it, right now the Panthers are 1 point out of the last wild card spot, but they have a record 6 games over hockey 500. They're in a great position. You keep playing at this clip, by the end of it, you're going to have a seat at the table when it comes playoff time. And as we've seen with this Panthers team, it may not be the case for everybody with this group. Just get in.
Get in.
You get in the dance and you're fine. We've seen it work out for them before. But right now, they're playing 577 hockey, 1 point behind Buffalo. And to get to that spot, to get to the second wild card spot, the Sabres have had to win 10 games in a row. So they came back from the from the bottom, not just the basement, the bottom of the basement to get into that second wild card spot right now. They're not winning every game. The Panthers are going to have a chance to leapfrog Buffalo. They have a head-to-head matchup with them a little over a week away, so that's going to be a big one. But focusing on this right here, the Panthers are right in the thick of this thing. The leader in the Atlantic Division is the Detroit Red Wings, who are only 7 points up on the Panthers. And Detroit is still a team that needs to show me something. I'm still not – I don't know if I see that as a division championship team. They're a team that's clearly taken a step forward. They're a team that clearly has what it takes perhaps to make the playoffs, but I'm not sure I see that team holding on to its top spot. So the Panthers are going to have a chance to potentially run them down. Again, I think that's the biggest thing. The Panthers are not in a playoff spot right now, but they're only 7 points back of the division lead. So there is a lot of hockey to be played and a lot of movement that can take place, and they could find themselves right back into a wild card spot by night's end. That's the other part of this that you can't lose track of, and I know there's so much pageantry that goes along with this game, but the second the puck drops tonight, this is one of 82. There's two big points on the line, and a win tonight would put the Panthers potentially back into a wild card spot in the Eastern Conference, and that's what a lot of the players were talking about yesterday. A lot of the enjoyment of things that go along with the game and the build-up, that's all part of the build-up, but once the game starts, it's one game, and they're two big points in the standings on the line.
Yeah. Also, Brad Marchand's been pretty good as well. Better than advertised. Last year when he got traded here and this year re-signing, now I see why the push was made to make sure Marchie was back in a Cats jersey.
Oh, he's been – well, he's leading the Panthers in goals, assists, and points.
Crazy.
He's been named to Team Canada, which it was pretty powerful to hear him talk about that the other day. And this was before the roster selections were made, but talking about how, you know, from the injuries and the surgeries that he'd had, you know, a few years back and to working himself into this situation, this was a goal of his for a long time, to play himself into consideration and onto the roster for Team Canada. And he's done that, and he's going to be representing Canada come Olympic time in Milan. Just crazy to say, just over a month away. But he's been just, from the points, the production, yeah, that's been huge with players like Barkov, Tkachuk out of the lineup. But with players like Barkov and Tkachuk out of the lineup, it goes a step further. It goes to the intangibles, the leadership, the how vocal he is, the level of emotion that he brings every single night. That has been as big as anything that he's been able to provide this season. And, I mean, to say that Paul Maurice has said as much, I mean, it's tough to even imagine. They've managed to play really well without Barkov, without Tkachuk, without the other regulars out of the lineup. A lot of teams wouldn't be able to handle that kind of just collective loss from their lineup. A lot of teams don't have that kind of a depth chart. But with what Brad Marchand's been able to do, it would be tough to imagine where they'd be without him, plain and simple.
Imagine telling somebody 2 years ago Brad Marchand would be keeping your team afloat without Matthew Tkachuk, without Sasha Barkov. Like, that'd be the guy, the leader that everybody's kind of rallied around. Doug Plagans will be on the call again tonight right here on your radio home for the Florida Panthers, 7:30 p.m. pregame show. And then with Kevin Rogers, the great Kevin Rogers.
Yes.
And then you and Billy Lindsay get underway. Puck drop just after 8 p.m., I imagine.
Just after 8. We'll take you right up to the puck drop. And, of course, we'll have all the action for you right here from Lone Depot Park in Miami.
Before I let you go, I have to run something by you here because you, of course, are our food expert. We like to call you every
like
now
to think
then.
Of myself as one, yes.
Yeah. And
I did eat today.
You did?
I have eaten. So I've had food today, yes.
Very true. For New Year's Eve, this has been a very polarizing thing that I did for New Year's Eve. So I had some buddies over, some friends and their wives to watch the Hurricanes take on Ohio State.
Oh.
And you know, a lot of people coming over, I didn't want to cook. So I catered.
Catered? You didn't just order delivery, you catered.
I catered.
Okay.
Olive Garden for my
When you're here, your family.
Olive Garden. I mean, would you leave a party if you got there and they were catering Olive Garden?
If I got there and they had Olive Garden, I'd be happy. I think
I'm
just thinking off the top of my head. If my wife and I went to something and they had that there, she would have been happy.
All right.
As long as the soup, salad, and breadsticks were involved.
Soup, salad, breadsticks were involved. A little chicken parm platter for everybody.
That's what I order.
There you go.
When I go.
Kindred spirits, Doug Blake.
Yeah. The meatball's good. You get a meatball.
Hawk and Crowder were killing me. Gino Toretta was torching me as well. Said they would have left the party had they shown up.
They would have left.
Olive Garden.
Well, you know what I would have said? More Olive Garden for me. Thanks.
Olive Garden for
we'll
Doug
see you next time.
If the Panthers win tonight, find Doug Plagans at your local Olive Garden with a celebratory.
The OG.
Yes, sir. Doug Plagans, I appreciate you taking the time today. I know it's a busy day. Go Cats and have an excellent call today. Again, starting at 8 p.m., Panthers-Rangers. The Winter Classic, you'll hear all the action here on WQM. Plagans, thanks, man.
Thank you.
Absolutely. We'll take a break. The 5 o'clock Funky Buddha Happy Hour is coming up next on the Hawkman, Crowder, and Solana Show.
You're listening to the Hawk, Crowder, and Solana Show.
The Florida Panthers are back-to-back Stanley Cup champions.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
What does it mean to live a brave life? It's about showing up, staying grounded, and having the physical and mental energy to handle the pace of life. And that is one of the reasons to love Ancient and Brave and their pure, potent, powerful supplements. Ancient and Brave has been an iconic wellness brand in the UK for years, and now they've launched in the US with incredible products that change the game, like their True Creatine and True Collagen. They come in gorgeous jars or on-the-go sachets for wherever you're off to. Ancient and Brave is a certified B Corp and members of 1% for the Planet. They offer tools that genuinely support and nourish your brave, backed by scientists and experts. Right now, Ancient and Brave is offering an exclusive offer. Head to ancientandbrave.com. And use the code EMMA for 20% off your first order. Give your body a little daily bravery. It adds up. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.